We're grateful for Thanksgiving all the time, whether it's in November or every day of our life. We're grateful to have this wonderful gift called life and to have people around us that also have that wonderful gift called life, and we enter into a time of fellowship. And we want to thank God for our denomination and the way that we do pastoral changes. It's not the best denomination or the worst, but it's a pretty good one that works, and we're grateful for that as we follow what we call the itinerant ministry. And some of our brothers and sisters in other denominations, Baptists, some of the Pentecostals, or if they go without a pastor for one reason or another, some of them go 2-3 years without a pastor, and they bring people in and they interview them and all that. And at least we don't have to go through that. We are sent, not called, meaning the bishop sends us. Now, they might not be the pastor you want or need at the time, but we come to realize over the years, everybody has different gifts and graces. So sometimes a pastor may become in our denomination for 1 year, and then they move on. But while they were here that 1 year, they provided a specific gift. I think about my home church in Indian Harbor Beach, that we got a pastor that we didn't care for, but the pastor came with a gift because we were grown and we needed to do something with the building. And this pastor had the gift of bringing people together to build churches, and he did. He led us, and wouldn't you know it, after a year, we started a building program and built a brand new sanctuary. And then he left, and then the pastor came after him, stayed for 10 years, because he had, what do you call it, like a farmer, prepared the field. Yeah, and it was really cool. So always think about that. And sometimes people think, oh, well, we like that pastor, but he was only here a year, and maybe the church run him off. That's not the way our system works. Nobody runs us off. See, and when I told you I was going to retire, I'm still here for 6 months, because that's the way it works. So you prepare. The church prepares. Everybody prepares. So in this little church, don't run preachers off. I mean, I've been here almost 10 years. George Potter was here almost 10 years. You have go back in the history when Phil puts up all the different pastors. You don't run them off. You put up with them. And that's a wonderful thing. So.
You're easy to put up with.
Oh, thank you very much. But anyhow, so we pray for Ellie Fox as she prepares. That's a big move. I moved from Indian Harbor Beach, which is right outside of Melbourne, to a little town called Wasissa. And it was a 5.5 hour journey. And it was tough, but it was wonderful. So I think about her as she's preparing, because at that parsonage where I went to, didn't have furniture in it. And I had brought my own furniture, and it was a big deal. So we keep Ellie in prayer as she prepares to make the move, and I'm certainly grateful that the DS has taken an interest in the ones that are moving this year. And it's not always the case. Sometimes DS has just let little churches and people coming in from outside just flounder around and say, call me if you need me, but it's nice for somebody to get involved. So. With that said, I'm grateful this morning. What are you grateful for, Joanne?
I have an aunt in Springfield, Missouri, that her organs are all shutting down. She started with a weak heart valve. Her kidneys are failing. Her liver is only functioning at 17%. This is a matter of time before she goes home. My sister decided to make a day trip. So her mama loaded up Wednesday night, left Kokomo, Indiana at 7 p.m., drove to Missouri. The next day, I went to see my aunt in the hospital, spent about 4 hours in the hospital, loaded back up, got home Friday night at 10 p.m. So I am so thankful that Mama got to see her sister.
Yeah.
I have a sister. I'm so very thankful for that. And my aunt's husband wanted the doctor to release her to go home. And the doctor said, no, she won't make it. She won't make the trip home. Friday, they got an ambulance to transport my aunt home from the hospital to her house. They have a hospital bed, living room, and hospice coming in. So now she can be at home, surrounded by her family, before she leaves the service.
Yeah.
So I'm very thankful for all of that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So would your mom ask your sister the next morning?
Yeah, the very next morning after Mom and Beth get home, Mom's asking her, when are we going to Missouri? Twice. And my sister says, Mom, we were just in Missouri. You saw Aunt Jan, but I need to be there. She says, no, we're going to go back in 2 weeks. So Mama doesn't remember going when they went in March. On the way home, Mom didn't remember they had just been there. So it's frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay. Any other joys? Well, Thanksgiving, we do prayers and joys at a different time. But what are you thankful for this morning on a beautiful day? The rain. Hallelujah, the rain. Yes. Yeah, it was really good. Really, really good.
I'm thankful that I got hope.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah, thank you. That's one thing they can't take away from you is hope. Yes, ma'am.
I am grateful that David graduated yesterday.
Yeah!
Yay! And there were 19 of them, and it was a good ceremony. It was only 30 minutes. So I got great.
Oh, wow!
It was the 30-minute round as opposed to the 3 hours. It looked like a good group, and they took their, what was it, their public health oath, and David was sitting there, well, standing, shaking his head through it all. So.
Cool. Amen. Yeah, give God praise. Good.
And he starts work tomorrow.
Good.
Oh, wow.
No rest for the weary, right?
No. It's good for him.
Amen. Amen.
I'm also thankful Mark Carpenter. What?
Yeah.
And they're going to try to put him on some medicine that will widen those vessels and pump more blood through his heart to find a little more oxygen.
Amen. Yeah. Phil and I know about being on medicines. He's had medicines that's helped him. And I was telling Mark, I know he was disappointed that they didn't put more stents in and all that. But at least they didn't send him home and say, oh, you're hopeless. They said, no, we think we can do some of the stuff with medicine. So he still has hope. And I told him, because I went through it, my veins are too small to do certain things. And Judy and I sat with the heart surgeon that was going to do it if I could do it. But he explained to us everything. He brought my heart up on a big television screen, and I'm watching it. Boom, boom, boom. And I said, you know, this. And he says, but I think we can treat you with medicine rather than doing surgery. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good, because I don't like surgery. I only ever had one or two in my life, and I don't like the recovery process. I don't mind the surgery, but I don't like the recovery. So I told Mark, I said, at least you got hope. And you can't take that away from you, the blessed hope that we have in Christ. All right. Yes, ma'am. Susan. Not Susan.
Sandra.
Well,
Sharon.
Yeah.
Tonight is the first night that I am going to actually be doing my own live party. Two previous parties that I had, my recruiter did the launch party, and she did the first party for me. And she's in Alabama now with her grandbaby, so she's enjoying her time with her grandbaby. But she said she was still available for any questions. So, of course, I called her yesterday. I said, I really hate to call you, but I have a question.
Cool. Now, do you do it by Zoom, or what are you doing? How do you do it?
Doing it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Well, you might end up having a job on QVC or something. You know, going, that's good.
I'm waiting for the rest of my people, accept the invitation, because they have to accept the invitation. Because it's a private pay.
Are you glad you got into it?
I am. I'm having
good.
Fun with
that's
it.
Good. That's
I'm having fun right. with it. I'm learning how to do a lot of stuff that I didn't know that I was going to have to do. So I'm growing, and I'm learning a lot of technical stuff and a lot of computer stuff. I'm like, okay, where do I find this? I know I'm supposed to do this, but I don't know how to do this.
That's important. Keep having fun, you know, with it, because that's the most important part.
So, regardless of who shows up, we're gonna have fun with it.
Good. All right. Well, the Apostle Paul says something that in a Greek simply says doxology, which simply means praise, as we give God praise for all things. As we sing the doxology this morning. God bless you. You may be seated.